This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I call this high summer, but in some parts of the country, the start of school is just a few weeks away, and school leaders are feeling the pressure. In a new survey from the RAND Corporation, about 80% of superintendents say their jobs are stressful, either often or always stressful. That's compared to about a third of all working adults who'd say that. Chief reason for the stress, the injection of politics into schooling. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Being a superintendent means being a politician, whether you want to be one or not.
I don't think you can know what you're getting into until you do it.
Nick Poliak leads Leiden Community High School District 212 in suburban Chicago. He says during the pandemic, we got used to weighing in on issues that became political, like masks and vaccines. And these days,
that same mentality has persisted, but now it's on the topics of curriculum, library books, sports.
Poliak says on any hot-button issue, he tries to over-communicate. He also trains aspiring superintendents by having them play out scenarios where they're taking tough questions from school board members or the media. Heather Schwartz, one of the authors of the RAND study, suggests providing school leaders with a kind of playbook.
You know, not all superintendents are trained in the art of communication. Simply providing them kind of common tools could be helpful.
Because more and more, the job of superintendent means being not just a politician, but a diplomat. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.